Welcome to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli. I'm an associate real estate broker at New England Land Company. I specialize in residential and commercial Greenwich real estate. And on this podcast, I keep you up to date with everything Greenwich real estate in hopes to help you make sense of Greenwich. On today's podcast, I will be talking about what is going on in Glenville and Pemberwick and the traffic concerns that are resulting from the tolls conversation, as well as some recent approvals to convert commercial space to residential. But first, a word from our sponsors. The town of Greenwich just announced a $45 million project to develop the Greenwich train station, which is located at the bottom of the avenue. This area also includes an old movie theater that used to be a very popular location, and now they only air independent films, or at least they used to only air independent films. And this redevelopment is going to revamp all of that. Some of the uses they listed were the new movie theater, pedestrian commuter pathways, a privately owned public park. And who knows what'll actually go into this new facility. I'm hoping that something other than a movie theater will go in. Although I do love movies as much as the next person, I don't think that's the best use of space, especially for that prime real estate at the bottom of Greenwich Avenue, right off of the main train station. I think something like a urban space or an eatery, that type of feel where someone can go get pre-made dinner or grab a bite, grab a drink if they're delayed, if the train is not running on time, if they're just finishing up from work. I'm hoping that something like that'll go in. I think that would be a big boost for the location. The other thing we are really hoping is that this is going to help with all the parking. If you ever try to get a spot at the bottom of the avenue, that is where you really run into trouble. Hoping that these parking facilities and the adjustments help open things up. But I guess we have to wait and see what is actually going to come. Overall, though, I think it's great news for the town. I think the facility being 50 years old wasn't a great reflection of what Greenwich is and all the things we have to offer. Another thing to note is that a lot of residents of Greenwich come from the city. They move out to the suburbs, they want more space, and we want to make sure we're making a great impression on those folks that are coming out and considering Greenwich as their next home. And those involved in the project, it sounds like their intention is to make this the Greenwich Gateway to New York City, and I can't wait to see what they develop. I can't wait to see what it actually looks like at the end and what great tenants they put in place. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see, and I'll report back to you guys as soon as it's done. So that's our Greenwich real estate update for the day. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow on all social media platforms. Look for the hashtag MakeSenseOfGreenwich. So this Sunday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I will be hosting a public open house at 14 Indian Pass, Greenwich, Connecticut. We are now priced at $925,000. This is a great flip project. It's a great live-in, renovate, and expand project. There's just a ton of options. We did some renderings that we uploaded to Zillow, so definitely check those out if you are curious. At the very least, swing by, say hello, and we could chat a little bit about Greenwich real estate. So I'll see you guys this weekend, hopefully, and I will be back for your next Greenwich real estate update.